get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm Tim Streifler and my co-host David Blackman will be back with us tomorrow, hopefully. We had some scheduling conflicts this last week and with him traveling, and so we weren't able to record together, but we will be back. And if you're watching on YouTube, apologies for the audio only. We'll be back with our normal video either tomorrow or within the next couple days. So today we are talking about the best learning management system for WordPress. So an LMS, which stands for Learning Management System, is what you use to facilitate an online course within WordPress. So if you are selling an online course or you're building a site for a client who wants to sell online courses, you're going to need an LMS, right? Something to handle all the lesson creation, to be able to track student progress, for students to be able to enroll and give them the proper access, and they can have upgrades, and you can add quizzes. So there's all these different features that you can do for online learning, and a learning management system is what makes that happen. Now, there's a few different choices out there. My favorite, and it's what David and I use on WPGears.com, where we have the Divi Business Expert course and the WordPress and Divi Beginners course, is we use Lifter LMS. And so Lifter is great. It's simple to use. I haven't found any conflicts or really issues at all. And so it does what it's supposed to be doing. And then beyond that, the support is really good, as well as just their community. And so Chris Badgett and Thomas, the two founders of the company, are awesome. Hung out with them at WordCamps. They're great guys, and they give a lot back to the WordPress community. They have a really awesome Facebook group. I forget what the Facebook group is called, but if you search Lifter LMS in Facebook groups, you'll find it. And so, they just have a really awesome community, and they're doing a lot to help their users create courses. And so once you use the software, you can actually import some test courses, which in and of itself is a course for you to learn how to use their software, which is pretty brilliant. So highly recommend it. If you are someone who is looking to do an online course or thinking about it or whatever. So that is it. We will be back tomorrow with another episode. And until then, take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.